Spending a few minutes now with Temple men's basketball coach Fran Dunphy. His squad 11-3 after a clutch comeback win yesterday on the road at Wichita State. Next up, the home conference opener on Wednesday against Houston. But before we talk about that one, let's look back. You win 85-81 yesterday in a tough place to play at Wichita State. You were down 15. I think it was like 11 points with 3.5 minutes. This had to be a really satisfying victory for you and the group.
It certainly was, Matt. Obviously, you need some good fortune. We made a couple of big baskets. We caused a few turnovers, and things just kind of went our way. It's one of those things you're hoping for, but oftentimes does not happen. But everything fell our way late in the game, and we're grateful for it. We made a couple of big shots, and that's always what people will remember. But you obviously have to do some other things. Some other guys have to come through, and like a J.P. Moreman made a huge jumper for us to cut it back to 8. And so we were grateful, very grateful. And that's a tough place to play, as you just mentioned.
Did you make any adjustments there down the stretch, or was it just a matter of executing, like you said, getting a couple breaks, stuff like that?
Yeah, more the execution than anything that is earth-shattering by any stretch. You know, it just sometimes in the game, the momentum just gets your way. And there was a couple of turnovers that, maybe a missed layup by them that earlier in the game that would have made it down 13 at that point, and maybe we don't have enough to come back. So it's just, it takes a lot of good fortune and a lot of good execution and some guys just stepping up. And again, that's probably what happened to us yesterday.
Obviously, it is a big win because it's a conference win. It's on the road. It ups your record to 11-3. But how big are wins like this, kind of in the big picture of a season, that if things are going against the kids in a game later on, you can kind of look back and say, hey, you did this on the road against Wichita State. We're not out of this. The kids know that they can do this.
Yeah, I think, and it's not so much what you say, it's what they have accomplished and what they feel. And I think that, and having this in there on their resume is a good thing. And then, you know, we talked about it before the game that 11-3 is a lot different than 10-4. And that's, every game is going to be just a battle for us as, you know, now we're facing an undefeated Houston team on Wednesday. It's just, you know, there's never an easy game in our league. It's a terrific league and one that's very challenging. And so while we're grateful for the win, now we move on to the next assignment and we have our hands full.
You mentioned Houston undefeated, and I'm sure you've just kind of started the scout and stuff like that, but what jumps out at you about this team?
Well, like their point guard, Galen Robinson, is like a 4-to-1 guy, assist to turnover. Corey Davis can just make shots. Amani Brooks can just make shots. And they're athletic. They're well-coached. Kelvin Sampson does an unbelievable job at both ends of the court. They're very balanced. They can score it. But they really defend it as well. So there's a reason why they're 15-0.
And final question, you know, we're 14 games in near the midway point. How long into a season does it take you to really have a good feel for what you've got and what the ceiling is and stuff like that?
You know, obviously we've played a lot of games and we've had a lot of rotations and we've had a lot of guys do certain things. So you get a sense of knowing. And then on the other hand, you never know. You're flying by the seat of your pants oftentimes, and you're just hoping that the guys are ready and that did you do everything you could possibly do to prepare your team for the next challenge. And that's where we are, and our coaches do a wonderful job of preparing our guys, and you hope you don't overdo it sometimes. You know, sometimes you go crazy on the opposition and you forget about you. But I think our guys have created that balance that we need at this point, and hopefully our players are understanding exactly what the task at hand is. So it's a great league and a great challenge every night out, and we know it. But I can't believe the half season's already gone. So it's an amazing run that these kids get on, and it seems like a long, long time, but it goes very, very fast.